patterns of our society
are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
In case you're feeling like maybe your Thanksgiving is lacking this year, you have resources. They're great resources. They're experts. Complete and total strangers you've never met, but they write for a magazine, so that makes them an expert because some other total stranger said, hey, this person is an accredited journalist. Which really, this more qualifies as op-ed, but I digress. So, Insider decided to let you know which 10 dishes you should not serve on Thanksgiving Day. And I guarantee I'm going to disagree with some of it because these top 10 lists, man, they come up with this stuff and it's like, ugh. They should be calling these lists the top 10 whatever I don't like. Because everybody, taste is personal. Each person likes something different, whether it be music or food or people. How many top 10 of the worst people lists are there? There isn't a list out there that shouldn't have Hitler as number one, but I'll bet there is. So here is the top 10 things you should not serve at your Thanksgiving dinner, because if you do, holy crap, you're a misogynist. No? Okay, no. Number 10, dinner rolls. Oh, I can't wait to hear the reason behind dinner rolls. Dinner rolls are delicious, but between the cornbread and stuffing, they will get overshadowed. Save the rolls for another night. No one is looking for plain bread with all the wonderful flavors around them. Okay, I kind of get it, but I don't like cornbread, but by a couple of select people. So if there is a choice between dinner rolls and cornbread, I'm going for the dinner rolls. I'm just saying. Not going for the cornbread. Unless my wife made it, I will eat it if my wife made it. But if I'm at a total stranger's house, if they're making some more of that homemade baked wet sand, I'm all set. Not eating the wet sand. Number 9, pureed squash. Okay, this is one that my mother does, and I like this. With a little bit of cinnamon sugar. Sure, squash is a great dish to enjoy during the fall season, but leave this bland side off the Thanksgiving table. It will be the last thing left. Okay, this assumes that nobody knows how to cook or bring character to a dish. I guarantee you, if I make you squash, you're going to love it, and it's not going to be bland. So again, this is subjective. Number 8, giblet gravy. This is one of those recipes that is a throwback to the time when waste not, want not just a clever phrase, but it was a phrase to live by because there wasn't much on the table. Food rationing, coupons for meat, yeah, people used everything. Their reasoning, seeing the turkey's liver, heart, and other internal organs may make some of your guests lose their appetite. Well, then they need to go home. Because to me, that just seems hoity-toity. I live in such a luxurious manner that I believe my meat grows on trees. Yeah, that person's probably not at my Thanksgiving gathering to begin with. Number 7, corn pudding. I've never even heard of corn pudding. Who's making corn pudding? What we did is really clever. We made pudding and then dumped a can of corn in it. Pass. Okay, this one I can see. The perfect corn pudding can be really tasty, but let's face it. Getting the texture right is tough to pull off. It's pretty likely you'll end up with something that's either too gelatinous or too runny. Since you're already busy cooking a variety of foods all day, save your energy for a different dish. I wouldn't have attempted this to begin with. There's some things I just don't want going together. Pudding and corn, top of that list. It's like clash of the consistency. Number six, the vegetable tray. See, this is called an appetizer. This is what we eat before we eat. I don't understand appetizers. I think it's a restaurant thing or Victorian days thing. Who knows? With so many delicious dishes to nosh on, each of which you have lovingly put your blood, sweat, and tears into, why would you fill up your guests with raw veggies? I think it's a tradition thing. If you've just always had a vegetable tray, when it's not there, it's missing. That's what I think. I mean, I like a good ranch dip and everything on this tray there. I have a picture of the peppers, the cucumbers, the carrots. Why are there radishes? That's odd. I guess, I would do radishes, yeah. If I'm dipping them raw, probably not. Number five, Jell-O salad. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I think I can agree with this one. With all the delicious Thanksgiving desserts out there, why would you make Jell-O salad? It seems like a terribly antiquated dish. Yeah, it's a Depression-era idea. It also has no business calling itself a salad. Well, duh. Especially if you go back to the Depression era when they were still making it out of things like chicken lips and horse hoofs. Yeah, see, you didn't even know chickens had lips. Number four, ambrosia salad. This strikes me as something you serve just so you can use the word. Anything that includes Cool Whip has no business calling itself a salad. Agree. Let's face it, ambrosia salad is never a fan favorite. If you want to serve fruit, serve it as is. But see, I like Cool Whip. And in any capacity I can ever get Cool Whip in, so then fine, don't call it ambrosia salad if that's your hang-up. I don't know. Pecan pie. Oh, thank you. This is number three. Speaking of pie, almost everyone prefers pumpkin over pecan. Even worse, pecan pie has the most calories, with almost 500 per slice. Health aside, there are tons of other fun Thanksgiving desserts that people love and that are much easier to make. Try a simple chocolate pumpkin bread of decorated sugar cookie. Pass on that. But I've tried pecan pie. I don't understand the obsession with it. It's a nut pie. Get over it. Number two, green bean casserole. Okay, stop. This is another one that is tradition. It's subject to what you grew up with. I grew up with green bean casserole. It is not Thanksgiving without green bean casserole. Nobody makes green bean casserole any other time of year. What is their counter argument? Although you'd think green beans are a healthy dish, once you add heavy cream, fried onions, and cheese, they turn into one of the most caloric items on the Thanksgiving table. Save your calories for pie. Okay, for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is the only pig out day they really allow themselves to go nuts. They don't have the once a weekend in a month thing. This is it. This is the Super Bowl of pig out for some people. If the only reason you want to admit this, as your number two choice, by the way, from the dinner table, is calories, then you really don't have an argument. Look, nobody is sitting at Thanksgiving table thinking, yeah, this is a healthy day. Yeah, it's not. And we're well aware of it. Move on. The number one, do not serve at your Thanksgiving Day dinner item on this list from insider.com is canned cranberry sauce. This is, once again, something specific groups of people grew up with. And it is not Thanksgiving for them unless this is on the table. Their counterargument, there's something about 21 grams of sugar coagulated into the shape of a can that is a major turnoff. Yeah, once you serve it, it's just cranberries. I don't know. Plus, the texture just seems questionable. It's I mean, if you grew up with it, it doesn't matter. Sorry, guys. At least spruce it up by adding orange juice and zest, or stick to a homemade recipe. Cranberries are relatively inexpensive to buy from the store, and making a homemade sauce is well worth it. All right, I am thinking about several stores right now, and I don't think one of them carries cranberries, unless it's cranberry sauce or canned cranberries. So if you're looking for fresh, probably not going to happen. Bucko. So there it is. Those are the top 10 items, according to Insider.com, you should not be serving at your Thanksgiving Day celebration. Yeah. Boy, I just love doing top 10 lists. Here's the top 10 reasons you should probably give up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Richman. You are listening to The Vince Wilde Show, which means you have excellent taste.